This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome, my friends. It is a happy hump day, Trump day. It is 7:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be with us in about an hour. An hour after that, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson will be with us. Yep, I have a story related to the Chinese buying up farmland, etc. So that'll be something he certainly can and has in the past address. If you don't get a chance to hear the interviews live, there's always the Bob Rose Show podcast. Download it wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you will never miss a minute of this fine, compelling show. A really fine shoe. Shoe.
That is kind of how he said it.
A very fine shoe.
Well, yeah. You kind of got a... cock your head back a little bit and walk a little funny.
A one,
funny
and... a two, a three. Yeah. Remember Lawrence Welk?
Oh, the bubble show, as I called it as a little kid.
The bubble show.
The bubble show. Yes.
I remember my mom and dad dancing to
really?
The Lawrence Welk show. Yes.
Wow.
I thought, wow, that's impressive.
How elegant.
An individual posing as Marco Rubio.
It didn't sound
may
the same.
Not be Marco Rubio. Not the one we know. An individual posing as U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio reportedly used an AI-generated voice to call high-level officials in what appears to be an attempt to manipulate government officials to obtain access to information or accounts. The unknown Rubio imposter has so far reportedly contacted at least five government officials, three foreign ministers, one U.S. governor, and one member of Congress.
Man, good at getting phone numbers.
Yeah, that's the thing. Huh. Where do you get these contacts?
Wow.
Is that an AI thing? Hey, AI, give me all these phone numbers. Well, maybe. Anyway, this is according to a State Department cable obtained by The Washington Post. The individual, whom authorities have not yet been able to identify, reportedly used AI software to send the government officials text messages that mimicked Rubio's voice and writing style.
Wow.
Authorities believe the imposter is likely trying to manipulate the high-end officials with a goal of gaining access to info or accounts. And the unknown individual reportedly began their impersonation attempts in mid-June, using both text messaging and the encrypted messaging app Signal. Under the display name marco.rubio@state.gov, which is not the Secretary of State's real email address, but boy, that sounds kind
of... Sounds legit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Mm. The actor left voicemails on Signal for at least two targeted individuals. Once sent a text message inviting an individual to communicate on Signal. It remains unclear if any of the powerful government officials responded to the imposter. Wow.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, the State Department told the Post that it will carry out a thorough investigation and continue to implement safeguards to prevent this from happening in the future. And, yeah. What if they find out that it's Elon Musk?
Oh, there you go, starting rumors.
I told you I didn't like that big, beautiful bill. Uh-huh. And now I can pretend I'm anybody in your cabinet. No. But then, you know, with AI and all that, this is the future is now, really.
It is here.
And because people will use this technology like they use any technology for nefarious purposes.
I don't know. I saw the video, so it's got to be true. You know, that whole minute that is when the cameras, I guess, do their reset at the prison where Epstein was. Did you see that video?
I didn't see the video.
They found the missing minute, and it showed Hillary Clinton walking in that door. I saw it. She was in her pantsuit and the whole bit. So it must be real. I saw it on the interwebs.
I'm pretty sure it was actually Dick Cheney who was dressed up as Hillary Clinton.
Well, see, I'd bought that only if he was like using a shotgun.
Yeah, there's a minute missing, and they go, oh, well, that's when the video resets, because it's old technology from like the late 90s, right?
Yeah.
It's like they just keep using the same tape over and over again.
It's time to upgrade, people.
You think?
It's time to upgrade.
It's supposed to be one of the most secure facilities of its type in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be. Yeah, and whatever happened to the two guys that were snoozing that were supposed to be on duty and all that?
Yeah,
is it just?
I don't know.
It doesn't add up. Look, oh, by the way, and real quick. When it comes to anything to do with that that pedo, you have to remember these things, you know, like unfolded under, you know, a Democrat administration. I'm not saying that, you know, the Democrats are at fault here, but the control of information very well could have been by, you know, in other words, you inherit what you inherited. In other words, this is what's in the file.
Right.
You can't. You had no control of that previous to you being, say, on the job like Pam Bondi. I'm not making excuses for her, but I'm saying that if things were taken away, missing, burned, deleted, whatever,
no way to know what was in
there. No. So that's part of the difficulty in something like this.
Good point.
And then some things are pretty straightforward. That's why you like to deal with the concrete, straightforward stuff like open borders, good or bad.
Bad.
Anybody who supports open, bad.
Yeah.
I love this. Simplicity.
Simple.
Okay.
Like
here's a simple one for you.
Okay.
You're running for mayor and you say we should dismantle the police. Now, how can you be taken seriously? Is that the kind of person you want to be leading your large city?
So you're going to be at head of a huge city and you dismantle the police. Who protects everybody from the bad guys?
Generally, it's been what we call the thin blue line.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I wonder what their proposal is. We don't, you know, that's the thing, though. When we hear people talk about that kind of thing, we usually don't hear about a replacement or unless we're just going on the honor system or something. That's not really worked. We wouldn't need police in the first place.
Exactly. So this guy, Zohran Mamdani, if you didn't know who I was
figured it was.
Who's a Democratic socialist, which, you know, strike two and a half already.
He's just a bad comment.
And he propelled himself to this upset victory in the Democratic primary. But now his record on policing has become a focal point of scrutiny, as it should. That's a major. Look, if you're going to be a mayor, public safety is supposed to be your number one concern, public safety. That's really the thrust of your job. Yeah, you want to make sure people's utilities are working.
Sure.
Or yeah, you want to make sure that there's roads being taken care of or whatever. But really, primarily,
fire.
Yeah, you know, it's about
EMTs,
public safety. And his record, not good. Fraternal Order of Police National Vice President Joe Grimaldi was on Fox News, and Mamdani's past rhetoric is emblematic of a dangerously radical ideology. Anyone who still supports defunding the police is completely insane, Grimaldi said, especially after seeing the horrific consequences on our urban communities. It brought on rampant crime and disorder, historic murder rates in over a dozen cities, and destroyed the quality of life for millions. Yep. Criticism of Mamdani's past statements on the defund the police movement has come from both Republicans and Democrats after his earlier comments resurfaced. In 2020, amid nationwide Black Lives Matter protest following the death of George Floyd, Mamdani publicly referred to the New York Police Department as wicked and corrupt. Okay. Not there could be a wicked or corrupt cop or three. No, the entire police department was labeled as wicked and corrupt and called for its defunding and dismantlement. Dismantle it.
Okay. Genius.
This guy, wasn't he supposed to be somewhat educated?
Supposed to be. I mean, you know.
Okay.
Come from it up.
Defund it, dismantle it, and end the cycle of violence. You think dismantling a police department will end a cycle of violence or create an incredibly large cycle of violence?
In New York City. Yeah.
Okay. See, these concrete things, the words that come out of his mouth.
Wow. And they voted for him.
Yeah. And may in the general, God forbid, but yeah. Ugh. It is 716. What's bugging you? What's on your mind? Call in 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time now for What's Bugging You? A chance to air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel better. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but call in now. Don't be shy. We have the rarity of open lines right now. 877-975-9825. I got to get into this right away, Greg.
What's that?
I'm not bashing law enforcement. I'm just saying this to maybe look for improvements.
Okay.
Whenever there's a wreck,
yep.
Traffic is, you know, problems.
Sure. Blocked, basically. Yeah.
And I know, number one priority, take care of the people in the wreck. I get it. I got it. Also, they like to make sure that things are kind of cordoned off so that people may not see things that you don't really need to see.
Right.
To a point, though, I think. Okay. Yesterday, I was coming home from work, going through Melrose.
Okay.
Well, there was a bad single car wreck, a truck basically on its side. Mm-hmm. And as I found out later, they had to extricate the person from their jaws of life, whatever.
Right.
And the person was, I believe, airlifted away to trauma. So, yeah, it's serious.
Sure.
But when they did the reroute on you, they sent 319A, I think it is, and it's but with no direction whatsoever, no help. Now, on the corner, a couple of miles down the road, was a sheriff's deputy. But not just there with its lights on, not giving any directions whatsoever. Is that supposed to be, that's the turn you make to get around the wreck? Why was he there? And one person was talking to him and somebody else was asking him questions. And this wasn't the deputy doing this, but the person standing there, I don't know if they were law enforcement or not, but he kept shrugging his shoulders like, I don't know which way you go. So I turned there. Well, guess what? It rerouted me on a long dirt road all the way back exactly to the accident scene.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So you made a big, kind of a big U.
I just think that we just, and I know it's, look, take care of the person involved in the wreck. That's priority. But let's also have a little bit of help out with a little common sense to direct the traffic that is there.
That's fair.
They may have some more important things than I would. I was going home to take a nap.
Yeah, exactly.
But there are more important things that people are dealing with. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
Well, I was watching the little news coverage of President Trump and Marco Rubio joking around in the White House. And I think if there's any kind of intelligent species on another galaxy looking at us and observing us, they must think we're nuts. Because I remember when President Trump was calling Senator Rubio, little Marco, and making jokes about his hands and, you know, his usual Trump, you know, technique, you know that, Bob. But now, him and Marco Rubio are joking around about who's going to get some clock in his office, and they're slapping each other on the back, and I can see that Rubio is uncomfortable, you know, he's a little tense, but Trump is, you know, turning on the Trump machine, and I said, man, this is crazy, if, you know, few years ago, he was little Marco. Now he's Secretary of State and Trump's best pal. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Well, look, two warriors enter the ring, and it's war. But afterwards, there can be respect that was won over, and he wouldn't have Marco Rubio in that position if he didn't completely respect his abilities in those areas. And I think that respect has turned out to be mutual.
Yeah.
Mike, good morning. What's bugging you?
My wife asked me this morning about this sad tragedy in Texas about cloud seeding, and I say, I don't know enough about it, but I hate hearing conspiracy every time something tragic happens. Mm-hmm. That's what bugs me.
Yeah, not everything is a conspiracy all the time. I agree. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is I think we're not seeing the silver lining behind Mom Donnie up in New York. After he after he drives out all the productive New York City citizens to Texas and to Florida. the silver lining is that I think maybe Florida and Texas will pick up one congressional seat each just because of his being such a communist Marxist.
Yeah, unfortunately, those people are going to learn a hard lesson if he does become the mayor. Good morning, Joe. What's bugging you?
What bugs me is people who don't have respect about shooting fireworks off at 2 in the morning all weekend long. I don't mind fireworks, but there's a time, and 2 in the morning, not the time.
Totally agree with that. Totally agree. Oh, unnecessary. Exactly. Yep.
For somebody who gets up at 3, we agree with that. Yeah.
Good morning, Barry. What's bugging you?
Bob, good morning. What's bugging me is for years we hear the different things that Hillary's done wrong and Obama's done wrong and things like that. And it's like this was against the law. We have proof they broke the law, and nothing ever happens. It's getting to where you see where somebody's broke the law, a politician, and you know right away, oh, they're going to pound the hang out of it, and they're going to bring it to life that they broke the law, but they're never going to do anything about it. That's what's bothering me.
Oh, it bothers me, too. We got the John Brennan thing along with James Comey. They're now under investigation. Will anything really happen? I hope so, but maybe I'm dreaming. Mm. Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
The left, I can't put anything together for what's bugging me because I'm so hazed over. It's so extreme and so god-awful that I'm just used to it now. That's bugging me.
Yeah. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Boy, with so much going on. Can't wait to talk to her. Stick around. You're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. 7:35 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, with MAGA winning, the president winning his cabinet meeting yesterday, talking about all these great victories. We'll dig into that a little bit. Also coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick will join us. Never miss a minute of the show. Download the Bob Rose Show podcast, wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe and you'll have it there. Hey, Ben Shelton. Gator guy, Buell's High School, in fact, and Gator guy, part of the national championship team. He's playing Yannick Sinner, who's a tough competitor in Wimbledon, and this is the quarterfinals, and you can catch it live if you can scoot away from work or maybe on your laptop or whatever, or your home, 9:30, I believe the time is ESPN, because, you know, they're like 6 hours ahead in England.
Yes.
And playing on the grass. Traditional. What year did Wimbledon start?
It was like in the late 1877.
Yeah, because I guess like 1901 or something like that. But no, long storied history. But local guy in the big time, Ben Shelton, go Gators. Go you Gator.
Gotta love it.
And we do.
Oh, Gators. We forgot to mention Tim Tebow.
Wah!
Yeah, and he's not making fun of Tim.
No, Tim had a baby.
Well, his wife did.
I can't believe how he bounced back. He looks great.
He looks amazing.
You know it's Tim's kid, too, because it came out 17 and a half pounds.
Yeah, with biceps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was already walking, like, dragging chains and stuff. Woo! But, yeah.
Congrats.
Had a little baby, and I think it was a boy, right? I didn't know.
You got a 50-50 shot.
Yeah. Here's the big reveal because, you know, we're headline readers too sometimes. I'm like, oh, yeah, Tim Tebow had a baby. And then you don't always read further because we're guys. See, women would right away. Well, what was it, a boy or a girl?
It was a girl.
It was a girl?
Yeah. See, I told you, you had a 50-50 shot.
I don't know. What kind of athlete is this girl going to turn out to be? Is Tim going to be... You know, it could go either way.
Yeah, but
she could turn out to be this hard-driven, hardcore athlete, or Tim could totally just, like, spoil her and make her, you know, the...
Well, either way, your father is, you know, pro athlete, good-looking guy. Your mom's basically a supermodel.
A man of high character.
You're going to turn out just fine.
Man of high faith and high character.
I'm still blown away by just how kind and warm and gentle he is. I've kind of sat back once and watched him, you know, deal with the crowd kind of routine. He is just, he's very sweet to people.
Well, jump on him from behind and put him in a headlock. He's not all that happy then. I've seen him not that happy. No. Kidding.
I think he could handle that.
He would probably just brush you off. What's going on,
pretty
man?
Pretty much, yeah.
Bob, what are you upset about? Because you never came on the show, buddy. You want his books come out. It's hard to, look. The guy's super busy. The demands he gets.
Yeah.
And he does have more important things to do.
And we know people that know him, but sometimes you almost don't want to bug some people.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind bugging him.
Yeah,
I want to get him on the show. I have several reasons why. Now I can't remember all of them. But.
Okay. That's cool. A good guy. Nice
maybe
guy
someday.
To talk to.
Someday.
Yeah.
All right. One of the things I want to get to, speaking of Tim Tebow, his faith, his belief and all that. The Internal Revenue Service said Monday in court documents that churches should be permitted to endorse political candidates. You know what they should have said? White churches should be able to.
Wow.
Well, and
you're right. No, you're
I'm
right.
Not being racist. I'm being real. You, Greg, you know.
Yes. Because we watched it with Kamala, with whoever. I mean, whoever's... For some reason,
goes back forever, really.
Well, but see, but and this again is not an anti-black or anything else kind of thing. But nobody is going to call out a black church for having a politician speak. But if you have some other churches were to do that, separation of church and state, pull their, you know, their tax-free status and all this kind of stuff. We see it all the time.
Which the separation of church and state was basically the churches keeping the state out.
Yeah.
Not that the church was going to infiltrate state. It was state, don't infiltrate the church.
Yep.
But you can read those letters at your own. You can read the Federalist Papers at your own, on your own free time. The move creates an exemption linked to a ban on political activity when it comes to nonprofits. The New York Times reporting this. The ban, known as the Johnson Amendment, got its name from former President Lyndon B. Johnson. Now, in 2012, Breitbart News reported that churches endorsing political candidates violated a federal statute, but that statute was unconstitutional. The report also said Johnson was an extreme liberal who shoved the United States to the far left. The outlet continued, when serving in the Senate on July 2nd, 1954, Johnson pushed through the Johnson Amendment on the Senate floor without any committee hearings or discussion, making it illegal for nonprofit tax-deductible entities to speak in any manner intended to influence an election. To speak in any manner to influence an election?
Wow.
That's a pretty broad thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment to the Constitution protects the ability of churches, including pastors and lay Christians and adherents of other faiths, to freely live out their faith through participating in the political process. And the Supreme Court has made it clear for more than a century, most recently in 2010 in Citizens United versus the FEC, that the free speech clause of the First Amendment guarantees that citizens can speak as freely through a corporate entity, such as a church even, and that they can individually talk about political and social issues. So
there you go. I like that.
Greg, is that, it, you know, now that we have this kind of, well, the ruling of the past, but also the IRS, kind of, it sounds like they're going along with it.
Well, because you've always had lefties threatening churches through the IRS. Oh,
right.
don't you say anything about politics, you know, just to kind of keep them in check. So I think a lot of pastors have just ignored that threat and done it anyway. But I think a lot of pastors are going to feel a little relief that it's like, okay, that's no longer something being held over my head. I can say what I want to say from the pulpit.
Right.
So that's good.
The agency said that if a house of worship endorsed a candidate to its congregants, the IRS would view that not as campaigning, but as a private matter, like a family discussion concerning candidates.
Nice.
Family discussion.
I like that.
Thus, communications from a house of worship to its congregation in connection with religious services through its usual channels of communication on matters of faith do not run afoul of the Johnson Amendment as properly interpreted, the agency said in a motion filed jointly with the plaintiffs.
Well, think about it. Let's just something as simple as abortion, for instance. Most churches are going to be against abortion, and so you may have a very strong opinion about this candidate is for it, this candidate is against it, and you might want to let your congregation know about that.
Yeah, and I don't know that you, if the message is that broad, why you would even necessarily have to endorse a candidate or even name a candidate, you would tell your congregants, hey, do your homework, because some candidates are for it. Some you want to vote for pro-life candidates.
Right. But yet I know Christians who have voted liberal Democrat, and it's kind of like, how can you do that? Have you done your homework? Apparently not. They vote for, oh, well, it was a woman, or it was this ethnicity, or it was something else, I think was their driving force. And that's just not why you vote.
Well, and hence the imperfection of the human creature and why we need help, salvation, guidance on a regular basis.
I would agree.
Because people are stupid.
Yeah, pretty much.
But let's just boil it down.
Sometimes even pastors can't fix stupid.
Let's boil it down. Let's go back to Genesis,
people
okay?
Are stupid.
People
yes.
are stupid.
They have
okay?
been all along, yes.
Yeah.
Come on, Cain. Get
yeah.
ready. Yeah.
Why did you have Adam to give up your son? Why did he have to die on the cross for our sins? Yeah, because people are stupid.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
That free will, it just leads to stupidity sometimes.
Yeah. J.D. Vance was roasting Mamdani, you know, the candidate in New York, the socialist Democrat anti-cop
Speaking
guy.
Of stupid. Yeah.
Yeah. And he ripped him pretty good. And J.D. Vance, and he does have a way with words.
Oh, yeah.
Mamdani, Ugandan-born Democrat nominee to lead the nation's most populous city, said the U.S. is, well, beautiful, yet contradictory and unfinished in a post on July 4th holiday. And he concluded it with, no kings in America.
Oh, come on.
But J.D. Vance.
Wow.
Rips him a new one.
Yeah.
I'll share that with you coming up next on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:45 on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. You better believe it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:49, and coming up, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick at approximately 8:05. Very much looking forward to that. Vice President J.D. Vance roasted the New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani. This guy on July 4th, one of our most special holidays, this is what Mamdani put out. America is beautiful, contradictory, unfinished. I am proud of our country, even as we constantly strive to make it better, to protect and deepen our democracy, to fulfill its promise for each and every person who calls it home. Happy Independence Day. No kings in America. Well, Vance was, doing a... he was talking to a group, Claremont Institute's Statesmanship Award dinner. This was out in California. And Vance read his post, and he said, look, there's no gratitude in those words, no sense of owing something to this land and to the people who turned its wilderness into the most powerful nation on earth. And then he pointed out the ethnic conflict of Mamdani's family of Indian heritage. They were forced to flee under the former president of Uganda, Idi Amin, to get freedom in the U.S. His father fled Uganda when the tyrant Idi Amin decided to ethnically cleanse his nation's Indian population. Mamdani's family fled violent racial hatred only for him to come to this country. A country built by people he never knew, overflowing with generosity to his family, offering a haven from the kind of violent ethnic conflict that is commonplace in world history, but it is not commonplace here, and he dares, on our 249th anniversary, to congratulate it by paying homage to its incompleteness.
Wow.
And to it, as he calls, a contradiction. I wonder, Vance said, has he ever read the letters from boy soldiers in the Union Army to parents and sweethearts they'd never see again? Has he ever visited the gravesite of a loved one who gave their life to build the kind of society where his family could escape racial theft and racial violence? Has he ever looked in the mirror and recognized that he might not be alive were it not for the generosity of a country he dares to insult on its most sacred day? Who the hell does he think he is? Vance asked. And then the applause erupted.
I'll bet.
From the crowd.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Ungrateful. Oh, America. Look, nobody's saying America is perfect.
No.
But a celebration of our anniversary in a country that was founded on the principles of self-government. It was one giant experiment. It was laughed at by world leaders at the time.
Mm-hmm.
This really has been a tremendous thing, a thing that we all should be able to celebrate.
But here we have another American politician, just like the Squad and all these other weasels. It's like they're anti-American, non-traditional American. They want to change what we are, but yet they're like the Trojan horse getting inside.
And it is amazing because they're the very people who benefited from how awesome our society is, who were welcomed with open arms.
Look at Tlaib and Omar. My goodness.
They, isn't that sick?
It really
makes you sick to your stomach.
It does.
It really does. Greg Jarrett, legal guy for Fox News, comments on some of these recent happenings where you've got Brennan and Comey now under fire and under investigation. He says, in a blockbuster report, the CIA has belatedly exposed the rank corruption among top intel officials who connived to frame President Donald Trump and to drive him from office during his first term. Their pernicious lie was that Trump colluded with Russia to rig the 2016 presidential election in his favor. The principal piece of the so-called evidence was a document known infamously as the dossier.
Mm-hmm.
It was secretly financed by Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and Democrats, conceived by a foreign agent with a checkered past in espionage, and then brokered to salacious collaborators at the FBI, CIA, the Department of Justice, and the Trump-hating media. Well, the dossier, of course, was garbage. The FBI largely debunked it before Trump was even sworn in and fired its author, Christopher Steele, for lying as a confidential human source. But the Bureau concealed those inconvenient facts under then-director James Comey and deftly exploited the document as a cudgel to bludgeon the newly elected president. Comey was aided and abetted by others in the intel community, including CIA Director John Brennan and Director of National Intelligence, another weasel, James Clapper. This malignant force of unelected officials plotted to smear Trump with what is surely the dirtiest trick in political history. Recently, current CIA Director John Ratcliffe declassified and released an internal agency review of the machinations that helped fuel the Russian hoax. In a statement posted on social media, Ratcliffe stated, "All the world can now see the truth. Brennan, Clapper, and Comey manipulated intelligence and silenced career professionals all to get Trump." Citing previously hidden records, the review concluded that Brennan, in particular, pushed for the phony dossier to be included in the Intelligence Community Assessment, the ICA, to catalyze a false narrative against Trump. Senior CIA experts on Russia objected, but they were sidelined and silenced.
Wow.
Yep. The CIA's deputy director for analysis warned Brennan in writing that included the discredited dossier in any capacity jeopardized the credibility of the entire paper. Brennan didn't care. The fiction penned by the ex-British spy conformed to the director's preconceived fable that Trump had colluded with Russia. The ICA, which was ordered by President Barack Obama, was rushed to completion just days before Trump's inauguration. Brennan directed its composition and handpicked the analyst who compiled the information. Yep. To stifle dissent, by the way, 13 other key intelligence agencies were deliberately excluded. To put it bluntly, Trump was set up. That from Greg Jarrett. And Brennan Comey under investigation, praying, dreaming, man. Hoping
yes.
for a perp walk. Could it happen? Maybe. Maybe. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, coming up in just a couple of minutes, my friends. Hang in there. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, and you're listening to The Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your Fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.